This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to start a new study, and it's just a short study in something in Matthew 25. Chapter 25 of Matthew, it's something that is small, short, but yet powerful. And I know you know what I mean when I say that, because there's a lot of just short messages that Jesus gave us, and they are so powerful that they just keep penetrating the soul and give us enlightenment, and they continue. Now, this chapter 25 of Matthew, it begins with then the kingdom of heaven. When is he talking? What is he talking about? Then will the kingdom. Well, if we take this into context with the last chapter, Jesus has been talking about no man knows the day or the hour, but just not even the angels of heaven nor the Son of Man, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Now, what were the days of Noah like? If we study the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh, he says. The days of Noah was a lawless time, a day that lawlessness entered in to society. No one obeyed the laws. No one even wanted a law to be under. They wanted to do their own thing. Everybody, just like today, lawlessness. Lawlessness in the streets, lawlessness. People hijacking cars, hitting people that are not even expecting it, and just doing lawless things. Lawlessness. Abortion. It's against law, God's law, any way you look at it. Lawlessness. If you think that this country is on the right track, take a look again, folks, because things are getting worse, not better. They're getting worse. I've heard this great revival coming for 50 years now, and I don't think that this great revival is going to overtake these days of Noah. Because in the latter times, people will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And a lot of people do not give heed to revival. There may be a few, but not as many as I've heard and that I've heard preached will happen or will take place, because the Bible says there'll be a great falling away in the latter times. The coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark. They did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then he goes on to say, two men in the field, one will be taken, one left. Two women at the grinding mill, one will be taken, one left. Therefore, be on the alert. You don't know which day your Lord's coming. Now, he said then, in this 25th chapter, at the time of the end, the days of the end, the end times, the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. These 10 virgins, they were not violated. They were all 10 virgins. I want you to take note of this. They were all 10 waiting for the bridegroom, took their lamps out. Five of them were foolish. Five of them were foolish. Now, should they miss the bridegroom simply because of foolishness. Well, when we get done with this study, you can arrive at your own conclusion whether God will just allow foolishness in to the kingdom of heaven or not. Will foolishness be tolerated in the kingdom? Well, we're going to read on and we're going to find out. Five of them were foolish and five were prudent. Now, for when the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them. They didn't prepare. They weren't really serious about the meeting of the bridegroom. If they were, they would have took extra oil. They would have been prepared. They would have been serious about this coming of the Lord and about meeting the bridegroom. Now, but the prudent, I want you to take note, the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. They knew that sooner or later they would run out of oil and they'd have no light. It would be dark. You know, you have to be prudent. You have to have oil in your lamp. Now, what does oil represent? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You have to have Him, a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. You have to have a refreshing daily of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I was filled with the Holy Spirit back in 1955, Brother Hansen. Well, what about now? What are you doing now to prepare for the coming of the Lord? Because when you were filled back in 1955, that was then. Jesus said then. Then, now, means now. Now do you have oil in your lamp. Now do you have that freshening, that fresh Holy Ghost running through your spirit and giving you life. That is the question that's going on right now. The prudent took oil in their flasks along with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at the midnight, there was a shout. But the bridegroom, behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all of those virgins rose up, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, no, there will not be enough for us, and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourself. You know, you are responsible for yourself. No one, I mean no one, is going to give you the life of the Holy Spirit. No one is going to all of a sudden say, here, have some of my experience. No. No one is going to share with you a personal God or personal experience, because you have to have it for yourself. You have to make the decision. You have to know in your heart you're a believer. You have to believe, and you have to know that you are a believer. And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. When the door shut, as in the days of Noah, the door was shut. No one could get in. You know, if you think about it, not even the family of those wives of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, not even the family came along of their wives. If you think about it, not even their family got in. When that door was shut, it was shut. And only 8 souls were saved in the days of Noah. Later, when the virgins came, said, Lord, open for us, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. I do not know you. These were virgins. These weren't harlots. These weren't women that went around. They were virgins. And the Lord said, I do not know you. Foolishness. Foolishness. They missed heaven. They missed going in with the bridegroom. You know, the Jesus' purpose in telling about this is to stimulate these, us to think and to know and to understand that the Holy Spirit is very important to have in our life. And know that Jesus told these parables to clarify what it means to be ready and how to live when he comes in. In the story of these 10 virgins, we're all taught that every person is responsible for his or her spiritual condition. And this story, even at the talents, shows the necessity of using what God has entrusted us with. The parable of the sheep and the goats stresses the importance of these things. And no parable by itself is completely describes our preparation. Instead, each one paints a picture, a small part of what we should be doing. This parable is about a wedding. And on the wedding day, the bridegroom, he spends time at the bride's house, and she went to the bride's house for the ceremony, and then the bride and the groom, along with a great procession, returns to the groom's house in the evening, where a feast is taking place, and often lasting a full week. And it's synonymous, it's similarity with the great wedding feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb. The wedding feast of the Lamb. The Lamb will have a feast. He spends time with us the first time. He spends time with us. Now we go to his place for the final ceremony of the wedding feast of the Lamb. And this great procession returns to the groom's house where this feast is taking place. And these 10 virgins were waiting to join the procession. And they hoped to take part in the wedding banquet. But when the groom did not come at the expected time, 5 of them were out of lamp oil. By the time they had purchased extra oil, it was too late to join the feast. They all had left. And when Jesus returns to take his people to heaven, we must be ready, spiritually prepared. It can't be bought, can't be sold, can't be borrowed at the last minute. Our relationship with God is our own personal experience. Today, you need to make a decision. Because if Jesus came today, would you be ready for him? Would you have oil in your lamp? Would you be right there, ready to go, and not say, well, wait, just 1 minute. Let me get my coat, or let me get a few things straightened out. Let me do this. Let me do that. No, are you ready to go now? Do you have that oil in your lamp, or would you have to go in and buy it? Or try to buy it at the dealers? You know, it's too late at that point in time. It's too late for everyone. And Jesus says, depart from me. I never knew you. Open to us. Lord, open to us. What did Jesus say? Now, it's pretty blunt and it's pretty straightforward. But Jesus said, I don't know you. I don't know you. Get some oil in your lamps today. Get that oil. Get that Holy Spirit fresh right down into your soul, and let Him work in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let that Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, and to all truth. Let that Holy Spirit walk after the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you like this study today is 8/28/22. 8/28/22. That's today's date. It will be uploaded within a few weeks to our website, krciradio.com. They're all free. You can listen to them again if you like. krciradio.com. Go there, listen to page 3 of our sermon downloads. That's the newest ones. Page 2, and then page 1. That's the older messages, but you're more than welcome to listen to them all over again, whichever one you missed. Call us at 928-368-6766 and write to us. Write to us and let us know you're listening. It's KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. That's Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.